Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parashah Shoftim, week 48, 6th Aliyah. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them. Because the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the Egypt, will be with you. When you are about to go into battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army. He shall say, "Hear, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Deuteronomy 20, verses 1 through 4. What's the remedy against fear? Fear of death is the strongest fear man can experience. In times of war, where life is at risk in a special way, there are reasons to fear. Fear is the opposite of faith, and the one who fears lacks confidence. The fearful is a useless soldier, and it's better that he is not in the army. Hashem knows that the people could become fearful when facing a more numerous and powerful enemy from the human point of view. That's why he sends them several encouraging messages full of faith to eliminate fear from their hearts. Fear is a result of paying attention to danger. That's why heaven's messages to the sacred army helps them set their eyes on the source of their power and victory, the Eternal Himself. Memories of past defeats may produce fear. That's why the Eternal reminds His people of the most powerful deliverance ever experienced in history, the deliverance from Egypt. The one who set them free from Egypt, where they suffer hopeless bondage, is with them. The one who has revealed himself with his eternal name, is with his people against their enemies to deliver them again. The one who is able to put these words in his heart and set his eyes upon the Eternal's greatness will have full confidence in his heart of the fact that just as the Eternal was with Israel in the past, he will still be with his people because he is faithful to his promise. The remedy against fear is to trust in the Eternal's promises, knowing that He is with me, so that I can confidently say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Psalm 23, verse 4. Do not fear. The Eternal is with you when you are with Him. Shalom.